I'm Chevy. Today on The Daily Shed, we discuss Jacob's Ladder. Hello, friends. It is Monday. Welcome to The Shed Movie Monday. And we're like cinematic now with my new camera. I can actually see myself up there. You can probably tell when I'm looking at myself and not looking at you. I'm not sure. But my new camera, the new Canon, has like a flip-up screen on it so that I can actually check when I'm holding something up like I used to do all the time. Like, hey, look at this. I can actually see if I'm in frame. Now, one problem I've found so far with the camera is that it is a not as wide angle as the old point and shoot. This one went to 4.3. This one was really narrow. This one is maxes at like, it's an 18 millimeter lens, but it really goes to like 22 or 25 or something like that because of the distance to the, I don't know. There's stuff. So for me to now, if I want to reach into the camera, I have to like get up out of the chair to show you something like the old postcard. What are you going to do? It's a better camera. This is just the kit lens that came with the camera. So it looks good. I took it out this weekend. We had a soccer tournament and my daughter's team came in second, which was pretty awesome. And I took a lot of video, a lot of photographs while I was out there. And this kit lens is actually pretty good. Like, it did really decent for, junk kit lens. People, photographers will tell you they're junk. Whatever. So, anyway, enough about the camera. I had fun playing with it this weekend and getting used to the controls. I had fun trying to reorganize some of my lighting and stuff in here. I think I'm still going to probably put some sort of baffling up here to kind of reduce the brightness back here and highlight me a little more because I'm more important than a big white. Anyway, so it's Movie Monday. I did watch a movie this weekend. It was not a crappy movie. Not intentionally. Friday, I saw on Reddit that Paramount had released the full film in HD, the 1990 classic Jacob's Ladder. I think I have seen this movie before, but I'm not positive. When I watched it, some of the scenes were like, I kind of remember that, but the 90s were, we've talked on the show about what I did in the 90s, so we don't need to discuss how bad it was for me. But so the movie, when it came out, it was not a success. It didn't do very well in the box office. And it was only years later that fans started picking it up and remembering, oh, this movie's amazing. And so the film is a bit of a thriller, bit of a mystery, bit of a horror movie where the main character is in Vietnam. They have a firefight. He gets gutted, essentially, with a bayonet. And then it cuts to later. And he's at home, and he's living with a girlfriend, and he's leaving his wife, and then he starts having all kinds of issues, flashbacks, seeing demons places, having just crazy funky stuff happening to him. And there's a twist, of course, like most of the cult films like that. There's a big twist at the end, and we get to find out what was going on, and the movie was somewhat of a, I don't want to say it was not fiction, it's a fiction film, but it's based loosely on the idea that the U.S. government was testing some mind-altering drugs during the Vietnam War. There has been a significant number of studies and lawsuits brought against the U.S. government for their testing of these chemical agents on U.S. soldiers, and there are a ton of veterans that are still suffering. So I'm not positive if any of that information was ever declassified, but there's definitely reports of something going on, and that's kind of what this movie touches on. The thing that really makes this movie go to the next level is it is there. The narrative is not a linear narrative. You're not watching a movie step through the story to conclusion. You're watching random bits and pieces of this guy's life that are in an order that tells the story, but they're not in any sort of chronological order. They're just thrown in there in certain ways. And he might go from hallucinating that he's in bed with his ex-wife to immediately back at work with his now girlfriend that he's living with. He might go from aggressive to passive. So it kind of dives around. And after you know the big reveal at the end, if you go back and look at it again, there is some clues that really push the story along. And if you haven't seen it, I don't want you to miss it. Go watch it. It's on YouTube. It's free. That's the other cool part. They put it up for free on YouTube. I'll link it in the description, the video description. But there are some camera, the way that the, what I want you to pay attention to after you've seen it and you know the twist or the secret, watch the film again or watch parts of it. You don't have to watch the whole film. And watch how they frame the shots when the characters are the doctors or at the hospitals. They avoid certain things, the way that the shots are set up, so that you, the viewer, can't discern information about what's happening until, like, the last 10 minutes of the movie. They finally frame these shots in a way that lets you go, something's going on here. Maybe what, you know, the conspiracy is right or whatever. So it's actually a really cool little movie. It's about 2 hours, a little under 2 hours, like an hour 50, hour 45, something like that. So it, but it plays quick because the pacing is really sporadic, and that makes it entertaining, I think. There'll be a scene of intense action followed by just lulls and then an action. And so there's this jumping around of not only the timeline, but of the pacing. And that's really fun. Visually, once you know what's going on, visually the scenes are cut together in a way that makes you realize, once you know the secret, like, oh yeah, that's how that works, right? So I can't spoil it. I don't want to spoil it. It's fun. It's a fun movie. I wouldn't personally say it's like an amazing great film, but it's definitely a great study. If you're into movies and you want to watch something that is told in a format that is completely non-standard, there's the beginning, middle, end is there, but you have to search for it as the viewer. It's not spoon-fed to you. It's not written in the billboard, you know, here's what's going to happen. You just kind of have to, you're along for the ride, and let's see what happens. So that movie is Jacob's Ladder. Again, I will link it down below. This has been another Movie Monday on the new camera. Thank you guys so much again for helping me advance the channel with the new equipment that I've been able to purchase because of you, because you're watching. Don't forget to share this video. That is the number one way that you can help me out, is by sharing on all of the different social media platforms. If you're on Reddit, share my videos on Reddit. If you're on Facebook, share my videos on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Dig, Snapchat, whatever social media platforms you're on, whatever space you can put my videos in front of your friends that you think would like this, that helps me out tremendously. You know what else helps me out? The comments. Let me know what you think about the new camera. Put that in the comments below. I had to frame this shot a little differently. I don't think it matters much. It's just me talking in front of my tools, but let me know what you think about that. Also, watch Jacob's Ladder if you haven't already. If you have, and after you do, let's talk about it in the comments. Tell me what you think about the film after you know what the ending is like. Do you think that it was filmed in a way that allowed you to believe what was happening or not? That's the part I want to know. tomorrow. I have not picked tomorrow's topic. If you have something that you want me to cover tomorrow, I try to do Tuesday as like the old format where I'll just talk about either a news story or a subject or just a personal topic, a story of my life, or whatever it might be. If you have a suggestion for tomorrow's topic, please also leave that in the comments below. That's all I have for today. Again, leave me a comment, leave me a thumbs up, hit the subscribe button. Have the rest of your Monday. I hope it's awesome, and I will catch you tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait! I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from kidshealth.org. Is there really a funny bone? Well, yeah, I mean, we've all hit it, right? Your funny bone isn't actually a bone at all. Running down the inside part of your elbow is a nerve called the ulnar nerve. The ulnar nerve lets your brain know about the feelings in your fourth and fifth fingers. That's these fingers? Because this isn't a finger? Or these fingers? What are the fourth and fifth fingers? It's also one of the nerves that controls some movement of your hand. That's interesting. So, I was wrong. We all have a funny bone, but it's not a bone. Also, I want to know what the fourth and fifth fingers are. Somebody tell me in the comments.